Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, hang on a minute. You're not in shot. Now you are. My Steam Deck does something very, very... My Stream Deck. I haven't got a Steam Deck. I didn't get a Steam Deck. I put myself on the reservation list. And I thought, no, but boys, save your money. Put that dollar in the Japan fund. My Stream Deck does a weird thing. Does a weird little thing. Okay, before we go anywhere, let's get the business side done. Hey, Google, set an alarm for 20 minutes, please.
Oh. It's fancy minuten.
Hang on. My phone has been so slow today. There's obviously a lot of internet going on or something.
More than usual.
If you're watching the show live, what's the 20 minutes for? Nothing for you to worry about. This is for the freeloaders. Thank you. Yeah. Jesus. This is for the freeloaders.
Oh, I know.
You're listening to the free podcast. You've got 20 minutes. You want the full 3 hours. You want to watch it live. You want the video. You got to sign up to patreon.com/IanandCatherine. That's what that's for. In 20 minutes, the show's going to be over for you freeloaders. But for you Patreons, it's on all night. Good evening, everybody. Let's go through who we got. We got Alistair, we got Super Saiyan, we got Ashley, we got Katie, Zermatt, Liam, Vaders, Harsh, Linny, Dave, Sarah, Julie, Mick, Alan, Debbie, Paul Twisty.
All the people.
Marcus, Paul, do you get annoyed with me saying Twisty? Because I bet everyone who's called Twist in their surname is like Twisty. Oh, Jesus.
So if my mate
annoyed,
Twisty is.
Yeah, let Twisty. Me know. Let me know. And we can change that to Chubby Checker. Big show tonight. Very big show. No guests tonight. Tomorrow we've got the lovely Steve on from the Beach Boys basement. It's a little bit niche, but as well as just talking about Beach Boys, I want to talk to him about creativity and what drives him, because he makes these really, really good videos. They get about 500-600 views, which is decent numbers. And I'm just keen to know... I'm keen to follow. It's not going to be a full-on Beach Boys chat. There will be some stuff. It will get a little bit nerdy, but I'm keen to follow the creative process. I'm interested, Catherine, in people... And you had Jimbo phone up the show last night and talk about
people that
make their own stuff, whether they're getting 10,000 or 10. What drives them? Why do they do it? What do they get out of it? And I think our month away, certainly for me, has made me appreciate what we have here.
Yeah.
And the creative process of doing 3 shows a week. Has it had that kind of influence on you, that impact?
Yeah, I mean, it's made me isolate what it does for me, what I do for it, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's all good. I think sometimes having a break from it allows you to just reassess rather than ploughing on through. So
having a break was a bold move, because we didn't know if anyone was going to come back. We didn't know if we were going to come back. But actually, I think it's been the healthiest thing that we've done in a long time. Long, long time. And I'm thrilled I did it. It's got my head around the money. It's got my head around what this show is. It's got my, as I said on the show last night, if you were listening, I'm changing how much I share of myself, how much I give of myself. And I'm finding that fascinating as well.
Yeah.
Let's have a little check-in. I, now this will probably change tomorrow. I'm going for the 100 hours. I'm going for it. I've got my fourth client. I got one of my four clients I think is going to stop in a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. Basically, if I had three clients a week for the next 11 weeks, that takes me, I think I've got 12 weeks. I keep counting the weeks. I think I've got 12 weeks. And if I get three clients a week, that takes me to the 100. I've got four clients. However, I think one's going to drop. And clients, as I see Julie's in the chat, clients, as we know, are flaky. We talked about the free thing and they have other things going on in their lives.
I was
going
to say, by their very nature, they've got shit to do.
Exactly. And I don't mean this in any way to be disparaging of them. You know, they're all, everyone that I see is so, I don't want to say brave. Brave's a horrible word, but I admire their courage coming in and talking to a stranger. But by the very nature of the work, people will quite often not turn up for a session, or so then suddenly you're down. If you've got three clients, then you're down to two, and if two people don't turn up, you're down to one. So the maths of it is very, very tight. I turned down a placement today. The wonderful Chip Summers got in touch and said, "Ian, I've got a placement for you," because I'd asked him, and I said, "Chip, I'm going to stick with the ones I've got. Thank you. Going to stick with the ones that I've got, and I'm putting everything on black."
Here. And what did he say? "Screw you. That's the last time I help you."
I said, does that put you in a bad position? He said, no. I'll just phone up the agency and say that this has let me down. I really miss Chip. I said, "Chip, when I pass, I'm buying you lunch, because I want to be him. That's why I'm doing it. That's partly why I'm doing it. I want to be him." So I am going for the 100 hours. I've made the decision. I'm in. I'm going to push for it. I'm going to hope I get one more client, and that will do it. I'm hoping that my case study, I should get that back at the beginning of June. I'm hoping there's not too many rewrites in there, because that has to pass before I do the exam. But here it is. Here's the official announcement. I am going for the 100 hours. By the end of July, I'm going for it. Going for it. What about you, Boyle? What's your day been?
Well, I'm wearing glasses because I've scratched my cornea.
What's that got to do with it? Oh, it's in the eye, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah, so I can't put contact lenses on for a bit. I went for my routine contact lens check, you know, thinking, oh, God, this again. I've been doing this for years. What more can I possibly learn?
What more can a woman do?
And it turns out I've scratched my cornea. But apparently it's a very fast rectifying problem, so I should be fine. I'm going back in tomorrow. What else? I have finally made a phone call to my GP about possibly being perimenopausal. So
you nearly said possibly being mental.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or that, basically. No, there are other possibilities.
AH, so welcome to your first live show. Welcome.
We're going
to
do a blood test. Although I don't really fall into the category of being able to check the hormones, because, you know, very little other than the mental stuff is happening to show that there's any change with me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, but she said, but we can rule out things like thyroid or being anemic, which is entirely possible, because I'm a pasty sort and I'm always getting people concerned that I'm anemic when I go for checkups and
you
things.
You are translucent.
Well, yeah, and people who aren't used to seeing me without makeup, including my dad sometimes, goes, "Oh, are you all right, Kate?" "Yeah, I'm fine, just got no makeup on." "Oh, you don't normally look like that." And my mum goes, "Yeah, it's because normally she's got makeup on." So, yeah, people that don't know me always think I'm at death's door. And it has worked in my favour. When I was at school, if I didn't want to do something, I'd just do... and they would let me off. Yeah, you do look ill. Finally, pays off. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I have made preliminary... I've had a preliminary conversation with a very nice doctor. Hello, this is probably my dad. About what possibly could happen if it is perimenopause. And I was delighted to hear from her, reassured. And then afterwards, I had a real wobble about, oh my God, what if this is all in my head? What if I'm changing my hormonal balance for the sake of that? And what if I, you know, and I had to say to Ian, this is real, isn't it? This is real, happening to me.
As you know, I'm almost a qualified doctor, almost got kicked out right at the last minute.
I had a really weird thing about, and here's it, and maybe the womb owners watching will get it. This idea of going on HRT, you know, that's traditionally what
happens. I wouldn't recommend it because there's a shortage of HRT at the moment.
Is there?
Yeah, there is a shortage in the same way there's a shortage, I don't know if these are connected, of cooking fat, cooking oil. honestly, this isn't even a joke. There's a shortage of HRT as well. It's nuts.
Maybe people are cooking with it. Maybe it's delicious. Maybe I'm missing a trick. I heard it works wonders. Maybe if you eat it with your bacon and eggs. But we're not talking about eggs. Yeah, I had this real moment of they're checking everything, Lemon Melon, they're medical professionals. And I had this moment of, oh my God, HRT, that's for old women. But of course it isn't now.
Well, Catherine. But you're nearly 50.
I'm not nearly 50. I'm nearly 45. That's not nearly 50.
Yeah,
I'm
nearly 45. Go counting backwards.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm in my late, very late 30s.
There we go.
But apparently now the thing is to get ahead of it rather than waiting for everything to stop. So let's see.
It's big pharma for you. It's big pharma is what big pharma
does.
Well,
if big pharma can stop me being mental, I'm all for him.
I am going through, it's inevitable, I think, men of my age. I'm going through my Elvis period. Reading a great book about Elvis. He took LSD once. Watched the movie
just
the Time Machine. Yeah, just the once. The whole book is about how Elvis would be really lovely and really placid and like a lost little boy. And then his temper will go like that and he goes mental, right? But it doesn't seem to make the connection in the book that he's also popping speed. Like he has like a bottle of 1,000 Dexedrine pills. And that goes on from when he's in the army.
Yeah.
From the army on to the rest of his life, he's popping speed every single day. And the book doesn't go, well, he's losing his temper, which is a side effect of amphetamines.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, that's how Johnny Cash got into it. It's when they went on these flipping touring road shows, they were all popping pills.
Elvis is, you're absolutely right, Andrea. Hang on a minute, Andrea. Sorry, I should have played this. Oh, hang on a minute, Andrea, sorry. Not plugged in. Here we go. Here we go. Let's do it again.
Big buckle of drugs and no top on.
Then we play.
I was strung out on heroin.
And then we play.
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
That's me.
It makes me laugh a lot playing something like.
You're a wanker.
Who said that?
That was to Alan Bezic.
You're a wanker.
He was asking about his wife. Why would I tell you, an idiot, about my wife? That's private.
You're a wanker.
So I'm going through my Elvis phase. Castle Coombe, first show as a Patreon, listening whilst walking my boy to sleep. Oh, did you sent an email, didn't you, about how you, or are you posted somewhere about how you can or can't listen to the new slot because you're walking your kid to bed, I think. Well done. It's lovely to have you here. We'll keep the noise down a little bit. So I'm going through my Elvis period. This book I'm reading, it's probably upstairs. It's actually really, really good. It's a brilliant, brilliant book. And even his movie period is made fascinating.
Does it talk about his fascination with white knickers?
It talks about, like, in the sort of mid to late 60s, he got a video camera before anyone else had a video camera. And, yeah, he'd film women wrestling in their white knickers and bra. But it's fascinating. We've got a guy coming on. It'll either be the Wednesday show or one of these. We're not sure. I'm talking to him, who's written a book, Who Murdered Elvis?
Right.
And I was listening to a conspiracy podcast, and he's on there. It's like, okay, okay. He's the one that said,
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
So
no, it was like Play-Doh, wasn't it? It was like compacted.
But as I'm listening, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. He's also written a book, Who Murdered Diana? So what I want to do is I want to talk to him for half an hour about Elvis. Then at the end, say, I've got one more question. We haven't really got much time. Who did murder Diana? Prince Philip. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, and then we move on. But so I'm going through my... So I'm reading this book. I found... Because I like some of Elvis's 70s songs, right? I like Kentucky Rain.
Do you like a hunker, hunker, burning
love? I do
love.
Like a hunker, hunker, burning love, I love actually. That. What's the title of the Elvis book? I'll find it for you while I'm talking. It's a couple of years old, so I got it for a couple of quid on Amazon. And I like, it's called Careless Love, The Unmaking of Elvis Presley. Careless Love, Making of Elvis Presley, yeah. And it's 4 quid on Amazon. And it's really, really good, actually. I'm really enjoying it. What was I saying about Elvis? Oh, in the 60s, he was going, before the Beatles, he was into meditation. And he was going to go, he was seeing this Indian guru and all of this.
Well, he was a karate man and a karate master, wasn't he?
He was a karate master. Talks a lot about the karate. But so I found... Oh, that's it. So I was talking about Elvis songs I like. I do like The Wonder of You. I like Cold Kentucky Rain. I like Patch It Up, Baby. We got to patch it up, baby. I do like Moody Blue. But it's all
Moody
about...
Blue.
But I was thinking about... It's all about... He's basically saying, my girlfriend's so fucking miserable. She's so... Moody Blue, tell me, am I getting through? You're like night and day and it's hard to say which one is you.
Menopausal. No, she wouldn't have been. He liked him young, didn't he?
He did. It's hard to be a gambler betting on a number that changes all the time. You think she's given in. You think you're going to win. A stranger's all you'll find. Basically,
that's
that
teenagers
be...
for you, Elvis. That's teenagers.
But so I found two good Elvis albums, like actual albums that are good. They are called Elvis. I think it's Elvis Live in Memphis, but it's not live. And Elvis back in Memphis. And it's got...
Not in Memphis, let me guess.
It's that proper swampy... It's that swampy noise with horns. You know, that kind of Poke Salad Annie kind of swamp, but with horns. I flipping love that Elvis sound. That's my Elvis, 69 to 71. That's my Elvis. That's my Elvis. And I was watching, I just started watching Elvis, That's the Way It Is, which is this documentary about him in Vegas. They used to show it on BBC Two on a Sunday, like all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's the one with the split screen and all of that. And flipping it, man. Elvis in 69, 70. Jesus, he's so good looking. He's got his confidence back after doing those crap movies in the 60s that he hated. He's got his confidence back from the 68 special. He's done a few shows at Las Vegas and gone, oh shit, people love me. This is insane. He'd forgotten that people loved him. Mm. People love me. And he's just that, the right side of arrogance. Just the right side of arrogance. He's slim, that jet black hair, that black is not a colour that exists in the universe.
No, because he was ginger, wasn't he?
He was ginger, but it's also, it's so dark. You know, imagine dark matter. It's that. Yes. It's ridiculous. But It's just, oh, so I'm in my Elvis phase. I had my basic, it'll pass as soon as I finish the book. I know that. But those two albums, Elvis Live in Memphis, it's not live, and Elvis Back in Memphis. Proper good albums.
I love a good Elvis story. Obviously, there's murkiness. You know, the teenage girl thing is
oh, we started seeing Priscilla when she was 14. Married when she was 17, but didn't have sex until she was about 17 or 18. It's very weird.
Apparently not.
Wouldn't have sex with a woman who'd given birth.
No, wasn't interested once they were mothers because they're for looking after.
Yep. Well, yep.
Yeah.
Sophie says, wait, what? Elvis was ginger? Yeah. But strawberry blonde, if you want. Blonde, if you want to go.
But he certainly was not Latin lover jet black,
great
as he would
teeth.
Have you believe.
Great teeth.
Especially for those days. And he used to smoke cigars, so God knows how he maintained that. Did you know about him watching them making his sandwiches? He used to have them on loads of CCTV.
Oh,
he'd
God,
watch
them
make these ridiculous sandwiches.
I haven't got that far to the sandwiches. Yeah. And also, I don't... He's obviously... He struggled with his weight, you know, a lot.
Yeah, he's shit, though.
But a lot of it... The reason he was slim for as long as he was the pep pills. He was doing speed all the time. And if he had to do a tour, he'd take a load of speed so that he'd lose weight. And one of the tricks he learned from Jackie Wilson was Jackie Wilson would sweat a lot on stage. And the reason he sweated a lot on stage because he thought it looked cool. So he would eat salt tablets. Jackie Wilson would eat salt tablets before he went on stage and drink shitloads of water. So it would just pour out of him. And apparently it's a great way, very dangerous on your heart, but a great way of losing weight. And I don't think Elvis was ever really that fat. You know, he got bigger as he you know, approached his late... I think, how old was he when he died? Was it 42? 44.
Yeah, but pop stars weren't that old back then, were they? They were all kids.
No.
So in comparison...
And he, you know, so he was big, but he wasn't... The last concert that was filmed about 3 weeks before he died, he looks awful.
Yeah.
He's bloated. He's not fat. He's got moon face. You know, I remember Nan was dying.
Yeah, his cheeks are out, aren't they?
Yeah. And he's talking like... His singing is great.
It looks steroidy, doesn't it?
Awful. Yeah. It's that kind of. Let me find a short clip. I really I want tonight's show to be available to watch again immediately. Right? I don't want the hell, the copyright hell we got into last week because of the bloody Poppadom song. We got in so much that.
Effing Wiggles.
It took a week, right? It took a week for the Wiggles to... It's like 30 seconds. It took a week for the Wiggles. I'm just trying to work out what I need to do here.
The fiercely litigious Wiggles, TM.
Absolute bastard Wiggles. What I'm trying to do is if I go here... Oh, I haven't set one up. I haven't set a button up for this. So... I need to set a button up. Let's make you...
I think us just mentioning the Wiggles means that we're out again.
Oh, flipping. The Wiggles are shit as well, right? It was... The Wiggles were harder to deal with. Oh! Hang on. Here we go. Oh, look what's playing as my alarm. Oh, it won't let us hear it. It is... It says on my screen, Poke Salad Annie, but we're not getting... Here we go. So goodbye, freeloaders. If you want to get the rest of the podcast, sign up to patreon.com/Ian and Catherine.
Bye.
There's your edit point.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.